Simon & Schuster Audio presents Snow Hunters, a novel by Paul Yoon. Read by the author.
Part 1. Chapter 1. That winter, during a rainfall, he arrived in Brazil. He came by sea. On the cargo ship, he was their only passenger. In the last days of the ship's journey, it had grown warm, and when he remarked that there was no snow, the crew members laughed. They had been throwing fish overboard, as they always did, for luck. And he watched as the birds twisted their bodies in the wind and dove. He had never seen the ocean before, had never journeyed so far as he had in this month alone. He was called Johann, and he was 25 years old. He was dressed in an old gray suit that was too large for him, and wore a hat with a short brim. They were not his clothes. They had been given to him at the camp, and after he had changed, the young nurse, an American, took the military shirt he had worn for all those years and folded it with care, even though it was torn and stale, no longer recognizable. The nurse had thin shoulders, he remembered, and her neck had darkened from the sun. She had been kind to him. Through all the days at the camp there had been that. But he did not tell her so, and he said his farewells to the guards and the doctors who stood in a line under the tent in that long field where the sky was always low and vast and where there was always a wind that carried the smell of the soil and sickness and the sound of animals from a nearby farm. He was escorted into the back of a UN truck. It had snowed the night before, but the day was clear as he left. From a tower, someone waved. He shut his eyes and thought of castles. He had also been given a rucksack with a spare shirt and trousers. A letter confirming his residence and his employment was in his jacket pocket, tucked behind a folded handkerchief. It was close to dawn, and the ship was near land when the rain began to fall. The rain was slow and light, and they all remained on deck. Johann felt the drops tap the brim of his hat and vanish along his shoulders. His eyes were dry and red from the wind. The night before, facing a mirror in a cabin, he had clipped his hair short, the way the nurses had often cut his hair in the camp, checking for lice. He had also shaved, unsure at first whether he remembered how, hesitating before pressing the razor against his skin. He could see now the coast. It resembled a cloud at first, then it changed, and the line broke into segments, and he saw the tiles of rooftops and the stone and the whitewashed walls following the slope of a tall hill. The port grew visible, then the sails and the masts of ships. He gripped the railing and followed the smoke from the steamers rising above the town. Near the peak, he could make out a church spire, and higher, on the open ridge, a single large tree. Farther up the coast, to the north, a plantation house stood in a long field. And farther still, on a headland, a lighthouse was flashing. They entered the harbor. As the ship approached a pier, they were surrounded by a low fog and the sudden echo of voices and engines and the strains of ropes against pulleys. Merchants were looking up at them, motioning their arms and lifting the goods that they were selling. Fishermen were cleaning their boats. Landowners were preparing to journey farther west to visit their farms and their tenants. He said the name of this country and then said it again. The ship docked, and he helped the men unload their shipment. He kept his eyes focused on the ship, on the crates sliding down the gangplank. He felt movement behind him, heard a slow hammering. He caught the scent of blood, but was unsure whether it was his imagination or from all the fishing nets moving through the air. The rain had not stopped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?